right, we are member-supported radio. Sometimes we'll take a chance on a record, like we just played Dragon in 3 out of Springfield, Missouri with Rocket Launcher. And that song was a lesser-known one by Foster the People, or as I like to say, Mark Foster and his people. I would do anything for something on KX93.5. Daniel Islesky is still here. You're still here, right?
I'm still here.
All right. Thank you for joining us, first of all. It's a beautiful day here in Laguna Beach, right?
Absolutely beautiful.
You're no stranger to Laguna Beach, right? Don't you have people living here, don't you?
I have some family who have they've got an apartment, a small apartment in San Diego that they come out when it's 125 in Phoenix.
Yeah.
They find refuge
in Southern California.
In Southern California, yeah, in the middle of summertime. Yeah.
We were just saying you reside near or around Santa Fe, and what type of venues are you performing at these days?
Santa Fe is kind of tough because it's a touristy town, mm-hmm. maybe like Laguna, but heavily blues orientated.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So you've got, and a lot of the big hotels will have the same type of, there's a lot of country. So where I've been successful, there's a nice little Italian cafe called Mangiamo. I think I say it right. It's Italian.
That's tough.
Mangiamo Pronto's.
I'm sure the food is great, though.
The food's awesome.
The food is great.
And so got this great patio outside where I can play.
That sounds chill, man. So generally good. The venues in Santa Fe, are they traditional music venues or no? They're hotels?
They're mostly hotels.
Really?
Couple bars, mm-hmm. but a lot of hotels. It's the plaza in Santa Fe is very touristy.
Cool, man. Well, it's nice to have you here. And again, you agreed to perform at the Wine Gallery later. Again, Pearl Street Sessions. We're all getting together at the Wine Gallery, South Coast Highway, and Pearl Street steps below the radio station. I guess probably starting around 6 p.m. And what could people expect, I guess, out of a set from you, my friend? Daniel Islesky in studio, who's about to perform for us later. What can people expect from your set?
What can they expect? I'd say no matter what genre you're used to listening to, you're gonna enjoy it because it's a combination of my voice mm-hmm. more than my guitar, but I've got the guitar too, and it's just nice. It's not too hard rock. It's not too like a James Taylor kind of thing.
Right on.
My music's kind of hard to describe. I know that's a cop out, but I would love anybody out there listening.
It's hard to describe music.
It's hard to describe. And anybody out there listening who can describe it, please call and let me know what you think in terms of a genre.
Call us. 949-715-5936. So what am I holding in my hand right here? Not the full CD, but this comes with a CD.
It's the color 12-page booklet to my CD, which we designed, after we paid a graphic designer a lot of money, he came out with something too heavy and hard rock looking for me.
Really?
And we kept doing the rewrites, and eventually they gave us our money back, the company
that
was doing it.
Wow, that was a whole thing apparently, huh?
It was as much as doing the album. You do an album yourself, you just all this mixing and stuff. My gosh, you do try to do the CD jacket and the booklet yourself with all the pictures.
As an independent artist, these are things that you have to do.
You have to.
Right?
You don't, or even like I say, we paid someone to try to do it for us.
Yeah.
And they came back with, it looked like I was an LA band, sure. Which I was. I wasn't like an LA band, but now I'm not. So they looked at my
LA
picture.
Bands here.
Especially me. I love hard rock. But they looked at my picture and then they came back with this album cover that looked like I was, from even Los Angeles. Great. I love Hollywood and Los Angeles, but I'm like, it's not what I'm looking for. So back to my type of music, what you'll hear, I tried to explain it to them, okay, and they just couldn't get it. So I made my own with a friend who is an artist. He's like, you got to get this software to do it on the computer.
So all
yourself.
The album art is basically done by yourself.
It's all done by myself, and then the pictures are friends, except for the back cover. I drew that. That's my.
Oh, that's cool, man.
I'm as proud of that drawing.
Yeah.
Because in frustration, because I want to get my CD out by a certain date, and I'm working on it for a long time. It's got to come out. I've got no back cover.
Yeah.
On my kitchen table, I think my mom was over drawing. She's like, you should draw something. I'm like, okay. Give me a pen, some hammer.
And that's what you came up with, and it ended up on the back side of your album there.
Yeah.
Well, the record's called I'm Coming Over, and like you said, there are 12 tracks on it. We're going to rip into the first track right here. But tonight at the Wine Gallery, you're going to play a bunch of originals, the Daniel Isle Sky music. And do you cover anything?
We'll do originals, absolutely. I throw in some covers like the James Taylor, Tom Petty.
Very cool.
More contemporary ones that you might hear on the radio, more modern ones. So yeah, we'll mix it up.
Cool. All right, so here's track one off the record. It's the title track, I'm Coming Over. Can you give us a story behind this one?
That was, I was listening to a John Mayer's interview someplace, and it was probably back not when he was dating Katy Perry, but Jennifer Aniston. And he said some line like, you know, you just need to come over. Forget about all the talk and the making it complex, like, you know, how am I going to do this? Just go on over.
Right.
So that's what the song's called, I'm Coming Over.
I see what you did there. Daniel Isle Sky in studio, we're member supported, KX93.5. Dig on it. It's I'm Coming Over. That's track one, the title track from the new record by Daniel Isle Sky. Actually, is it new?
It's about almost a year old.
Almost a year old. We were talking off the air. I just asked you who plays all the musical parts on this record, and it's you.
Right.
How many instruments do you play?
Anything that needs to be played, except the harmonica. I can't play the harmonica very well.
How many instruments were on that track?
You know, you just start adding layers, and so there's bass, drums, you know, guitar, electric guitar, acoustic. the one thing that I couldn't play in a bar, if you put me in a bar and asked me to play the drums, I could play the djembe. But so for this, we were just talking about, I used some like Easy Drummer or Slate Drums, something a lot of listeners out there probably know in their home studio.
Sure.
You can drag and drop drum tracks. But of course, the difference is I wouldn't just drag and drop a loop. I would drag and drop a snare.
Yeah.
Or a kick drum, and one at a time I'd play the drumsticks on my table at home, record that back.
Right.
And then I'd get the rhythm, and then I'd pull down an individual kick or a snare. And
right. That seems arduous and painstaking.
Painstaking.
And you said it would be much easier if I actually had a drummer.
So real drummers, the trouble with them is, drummers are unappreciated just like bass players. Drummers, good drummers. I don't know if I just didn't have the right drummer, but I couldn't get this. They'd play it too fast or too hard or too soft. You know, it's
so
hard
you
to
opted not to have a drummer, or it just turns out
it's like most stuff. I tried playing it with other musicians, and maybe there's just too many blues players in Santa Fe.
Maybe
there are some good. There's a lot of good musicians there.
Yeah,
it's just with your own music. It's hard to describe unless you can write it down in music notation.
Yeah. And you're a self-taught guy, right? Are you? Do you read music and stuff?
I do read music.
Yeah.
I played the piano in church when I was a child. And so I brought up with playing music, but I don't read sheet music on the guitar, and I can't write drum tab for sure. Not at all.
Right. Daniel Isles guy in studio. He is performing at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery. If you're not familiar with the Wine Gallery, it is on South Coast Highway and Pearl Street, 1833 South Coast Highway, just below KX93.5. So we are going to broadcast live from the event for a couple hours. Daniel Isles Sky, who's in studio with me right now, has agreed to perform for us. And it's always a fun time. There's always like happy hour deals. I think it's actually half off on pizzas. Good craft beer and good wine. Are you a craft beer drinker yourself?
The food's great there, yeah. The food and the wine. We stopped by there yesterday.
Oh,
the
nice.
The wine bar is great.
Just to peep out the place before you...
Well, we're just in the neighborhood and stopped in. Sure.
It's a cool place to hang.
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking again off the air. Track 4, Open the Door. There's kind of a story behind this song, right?
So this song was co-written with my girlfriend, Willow, and it's about her grandmother passing away. And her grandmother was...
Sorry to be such a downer.
Yeah, and so this song, out of all the tracks on the album, was with Telling You Mookie. I was mentoring a high school rock band back in Santa Fe recently, and out of the album, this is a song they like the most.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, so this is... What's it called again?
Open the Door.
KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
Thank you. each day's a door to a dream. Listen for the knock and open the door. Careful what you wish for. She closed her eyes.
Laguna's Only FM, KX93.5. That was a rad song. It was track 4 from the new record. It's called Open the Door by Daniel Isle Sky, and he is sitting in front of me right now. That was a rad song, dude.
Thank you. And that was Willow, my girlfriend, singing, as right? You guys probably figured out on the lead vocal, actually, on that song.
Well, you told us, and then, yeah, everybody probably figured it out. And now you just told the world online and in Laguna Beach. We are listener-supported radio. You got to walk downstairs and do a little sound check, from what I understand, right?
We're going to do that now, yep.
All right, cool. So, again, Daniel Isle Sky out of Pearl Street Sessions at the Laguna Beach Wine Gallery. We will be broadcasting live, but if you haven't been to the Wine Gallery quite yet, tonight is a good night to do it. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Thanks, Mookie. Yeah, and come down. The wine bar is a nice, it's a nice place.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
And we're doing it tonight, KX93.5.
KX93.5. KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.